Asante, Sara. The air here is thin like back home. That is good. I tell my wife that this place is going to feel like we belong here soon. She looks at me like I'm crazy. Asante, you know me. I light a fire. I bring out music. I put a big wet kiss right on the middle of her forehead and tell her, Patrita, me mangave tut. She still looks at me like I'm crazy. But at least she's smiling. She'll understand soon. We made it here. We have a place to live in, which is something with a life of all its own. I didn't think we could get this far, and that makes me smile. All I need now is just a job. Sante, that's it. Don't get me wrong, I am grateful. And I know I come to you all the time and ask for things that I probably shouldn't. I don't say thanks like I should. Trust me, I know I should. But I would be lying if I said I wasn't worried. We have food, and our neighbors are good people. But we will run out, and I have to ask you just this one thing. I write these words to you. Nice tuk. Edvarde.
From billy.jane@gmail.com to melinda.a.simpson@gmail.com. Mel, the shit I'm finding in this trailer is so old, it's creepy. For not having a lot, Dad really packed this place super tight. Don't worry, I'll make sure to save you some of the cleaning. Winky face. One thing that's kind of weird, though? You know that book he kept talking about in those last few weeks? He needed his book, the book, the book, the book, and he got so upset over it. It totally exists. He wasn't making it up. First off, it's a journal, sort of, and I found it outside, of all places. I guess he really lost it in the end. Sort of sad to read, though. Everything's addressed to that saint, and the first entry comes from way back. Like, I'm talking fresh off the boat back. And Mel, he wrote about Mom. It's flipping me out a little, not gonna lie. Anyway, I'll try to get as far as I can cleaning this shit out, but my shift starts at 8 tonight, and I have to get Laurel to school when I get home. I'll come back tomorrow night, but just don't expect too much progress before you get here. We'll have to hash out how to get rid of this place. No one's gonna buy a trash can like this in the middle of TRC. B.
Asante, Sara. A garden, Sante. I saw you in my dream, and I know what you said. I heard you. There was a boat on an ocean as far as I could see. I stood with my toes in the water, but I didn't dare step out. The water was so calm. The waves that came behind the boat. I knew the boat would sink, but the waves chasing behind it were too big. But as it got closer, I understood the waves weren't chasing. They were bringing the boat back to shore. They were guiding it home. As it reached me, I saw a woman. She stood at the bow with her arms open, the wind blowing her skirt back with her eyes closed. I knew it was you. You had come to me at the edge of the ocean, and in my hands you put a seed. Didn't say a word, not one word. And together we watched it, and it grew. I knew it would grow. My neighbor said the soil is good and that people can make enough to eat after everything dies and freezes, only to come back to life again in the spring. We have just enough to make it if I start now. I talked to Patrita this morning. She said a garden takes too long, and it does. But Sante, I know what you're telling me. We can grow here, and when we do, we can start our life here. We can be home. I don't have anything to offer you right now, but I'll keep it my words in the garden each night. You'll help us. You'll watch it grow just like we watch the seeds. Patrita will see. She trusts me. You and me. I write these words to you. Nice tuk. Edvarde.
From melindaasimpson@gmail.com to billy.jane@gmail.com. B. Wait, what? Dad wrote a book about Mom? What the hell? That has to be kind of cool, right? I know you have a lot to do, and I'm trying to get us out here, but I appreciate you taking care of as much as you can. I will make it out ASAP. Melinda.
From billy.jane@gmail.com to melindaasimpson@gmail.com. Melinda, you said you already bought your ticket. Billy.
From melindaasimpson@gmail.com to billy.jane@gmail.com. B, maybe I misspoke. It's just hard to drop everything and get out there, you know? Mel.
From billy.jane@gmail.com to melindaasimpson@gmail.com. Melinda, you don't work. What's there to drop? I can't do this by myself. Billy.
Verde. Asante. I tried. I turned the soil. I bought the seeds that will grow here. I keep my words in the garden for you to watch over them as they grow. And nothing, nothing. Pratita stopped praying. She called me a fool. She tells me that it was all a lie. You, the way we left, the way we came here, all of it. I haven't found work yet. We have food, but we can't live on this forever. And this trailer, this can that dug its feet into the ground, gets cold at night. She says she can't imagine having children here. I spent our savings. What kind of a man spends his savings on a dream? I write these words to you. Nice took, Edvarde.
From melindaasimpson@gmail.com to billy.jane@gmail.com. Wilhelmina, I will ask you not to get so snippy with me. I'm doing my best. I will try to help you, but the fact of the matter is you hated it there some as much as I did, and you decided to stay. And that's not my fault. Don't take it out on me. Don't email me again until you have calmed down. Mel.
From billy.jane@gmail.com to melindaasimpson@gmail.com. I may have hated it here, but I never hated our family. That's on you. Don't worry about trying anymore. I will contact you when it's time to sell the property. You can take care of that shit from there.
Asante. I dreamt again. I won't help Pratita. I've already done so many things that hurt us while we are awake. I can't stand the thought of her face if I tell her I had another dream. But I can't help myself. I believe it's you. You were looking for me. I couldn't walk down to the water's edge and you couldn't see me. So I'm thinking, maybe you can't find us. We moved so far away, maybe Patrita is right. Maybe we went too far. But I know this place has a soul. I can feel it when I dig. My neighbor talked to me today. He told me about the river. It boils, Sante. All year round, it boils. He tells me it keeps the city alive. The people travel all over the world to hear like we did. But they do it for the water. So maybe that's it. You can't find us because that's where you are. I didn't tell him why I need to go. But my neighbor says he'll take me. I know I will find you there. I will bury that water with my words in the garden. I write this words to you. Naistuk Evarde.
From melindaasimpson@gmail.com to billy.jane@gmail.com. Billy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get mean. Please pick up the phone. I'll work on selling the trailer. I really will. You won't have to worry about anything. I didn't leave because I hated our family. I love you, and I loved Dad. Please pick up. Mel.
Asante, Sarah. I did it. I found you. My neighbor looked at me like Patrita looked at me, but it doesn't matter. I went to that water's edge and the warmth. My neighbor says it's always like that. I asked him how he isn't there always. That he guesses they just get used to it. But the breeze wrapped around me and the air smelt a little like the mountains. I dug my hands into the side of the pool and there you were, saying to me, it's okay. I used the glass from the house and brought some back. As soon as Patricia is sleeping, I will water the garden and you will find us. I write these words to you, Naistuk.
From billy.jane@gmail.com to melindaasimpson@gmail.com. Do you remember the hot springs? Do you remember going? B.
From melindaasimpson@gmail.com to billy.jane@gmail.com. Yeah, I remember. You and Dad wanted to be there all the time. I didn't like it as much as you did. What does that have to do with anything?
From billy.jane@gmail.com to melindaasimpson@gmail.com. You didn't like them at all.
From melindaasimpson@gmail.com to billy.jane@gmail.com. Billy, please pick up the phone.
Asante Sera. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nice took Amavader Vasentoria. It was in the garden. I go to the river every day and water it every night with my prayers. And today I was looking at the soil. A man stopped. At first, I didn't know what to do. He kept asking me questions. My name, where I am from, do I have children, a wife, and was this my trailer? He said he walks by every day, Sante. He sees me. His name is Jamie. He works at a grocery store by the church, and he asked me to come see about the job. A job, Sante. I went, I asked for the man, and now, a couple of days, a week, I have a job. Because he saw me in the garden. And because of that, I know he saw you. The moment I got home, I pulled Patrita out to the garden. I told her, and Sante, it's been long since I've seen her smile. She threw herself on me and laughed and kissed me. I haven't felt that touch in so long. Her warmth, like the warmth of the water. She cried in my arms and I just held her. When she was all done, she knelt down in the soil and she showed me something I hadn't seen. The tiniest sprout. A little green peeking out of the earth. Patrita just looked at me, asked about the flowers. She said maybe we can grow some. Maybe a few for our children someday. I write these words to you. Nice took Evarde.
From billy.jane@gmail.com to melindaasimpson@gmail.com. What about the flowers in the garden, Mel? Mom's flowers. Dad said she grew one for me and one for you. Billy.
From melindaasimpson@gmail.com to billy.jane@gmail.com. Billy, no. Are you okay?
From billy.jane@gmail.com to melindaasimpson@gmail.com. Yeah, I'm good. Mel, I was thinking, I don't think I want to sell this place. That's cool with you, right? I can't explain it, but I think I want to keep it.
From melindaasimpson@gmail.com to billy.jane@gmail.com. Billy, holy shit. What? Where's this coming from?
From billy.jane@gmail.com to melindaasimpson@gmail.com. Kind of want to start a garden, I think. I don't know. Mel, come out. Not to clean. Just at some point. Come to see me and the kids. B. Asante Sara.
El Campo Santo was recorded in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico. This episode was written by Katie Anderson. We're a production of Blackout Theater Company made possible with generous grants from the City of Albuquerque's Cultural Affairs and New Mexico Arts. If you're interested in learning more about Blackout Theater Company, including our Patreon, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.